You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Hello, all you listeners. You're listening to Fultzy's Corner, and I'm Fultzy. On this show, we will be talking about gaming and wrestling both, with an emphasis on WWE wrestling. But when it comes to gaming, it'll be everything from news to my favorite games to just some discussions on gaming with maybe my friends or anybody else I can get on the show. We're just starting out, so please, if you have any suggestions, please feel free to reach out to me and let me know what you would like to see or hear on the show. I do plan to possibly upload these as well to a video sharing website, which you may be familiar with. I'll let you just kind of assume which one it is. But check me out on Facebook. I will get that page set up very soon, and I hope to see some interaction with the people that listen to this show on there. Now, real quick, let's start it out with what's going on in professional wrestling. As I said, we're going to focus on the WWE. As many of you have heard, the wrestling legend Bruno Sammartino passed away on April 18th. Sammartino was an Italian immigrant who, he was the heavyweight champion back when the WWE was called the WWWF, which stood for Worldwide Wrestling Federation. Overall, he was the heavyweight champion for a record 11 years. Now, this was long before anybody even thought that the professional wrestling was choreographed or scripted or anything like that. Bruno Sammartino was a legend in the industry, and with his record, it will never be broken. He will always be remembered as one of the greats, one of those that took the industry and made it bigger and better. And we will remember him. Now, moving on, the greatest Royal Rumble is taking place at the end of this coming week in Saudi Arabia. Now, it will be men-only wrestling, as that is how the culture is in Saudi Arabia. However, we are looking at quite a card coming up. This card will include a rematch between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. Now, keep in mind that Roman Reigns has been losing against Brock Lesnar every single time. And while I'm not a big fan of Brock Lesnar, that's only because I loved The Undertaker. I love The Undertaker. He's great. And obviously when you beat The Undertaker's streak, I'm not going to be too thrilled about it. However, I will definitely concede that Brock Lesnar is a certifiable beast. Honestly, they call him the Beast Incarnate. And there's a reason. It's because he can back up what he says. And I know Roman Reigns has been booed and booed and booed all the time, even since he split from the Shield, pretty much. When he was part of the Shield, people liked him because he had Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins with him. But this whole thing with Brock Lesnar, with Roman Reigns being busted open the hard way and being just demolished, it's gotten me a little bit on the side of Roman Reigns. Now, I couldn't tell you why Roman Reigns is allowed to re-challenge Brock Lesnar, especially this soon after WrestleMania, but we'll see how it goes. Another match coming up will be the WWE Championship, which will see AJ Styles against Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, again and again, every single time we see AJ Styles, and he is on Raw, Nakamura will show up. Sometimes he will come out of the crowd. Somehow he's 6 foot two. He's a bit taller than, you know, the average person. Not giant by no means, but he hides in the crowd sometimes, and then he'll come up and he'll hit AJ Styles with a low blow many times when AJ Styles isn't even aware that he's there. So this match, we'll see, because they faced off at WrestleMania. I thought it was an okay match. It could have been better, but once it ended, like, they were hugging and stuff, and then Nakamura hit Styles with the low blow, and that cemented an insane heel turn, because Nakamura, at the time, he'd been just kind of floating around, like, you know, AJ Styles, he's a good guy, but Nakamura, he's not all that bad. We still kind of like him. Well, now that you've been hitting the guy straight in the lower area, we'll say, it's hard to like you. But we'll see. I think that match will be a good match. It was called the Dream Match at WrestleMania. Some people were disappointed. I thought it could have been better. I think this one will be a lot better because there's even more story with it. And then we'll have the Intercontinental Championship, which will be a ladder match. It'll have Seth Rollins going up against The Miz and Finn Balor and Samoa Joe and Bobby Lashley. Now, this match was announced when The Miz had the title, and that was back on March 26th. However, at WrestleMania, Seth Rollins pinned The Miz and won. Now, I like Seth Rollins. He's from Davenport. I hail from Iowa. So I think I might be a little biased. I think I might want Seth Rollins to win. I'm not. Okay, so The Miz, he's a great guy on the mic. His wrestling's okay. Finn Balor, he's from Ireland. I like Ireland. So Finn Balor, you've got my vote. Not that you care. Samoa Joe, he's okay. I know people like him on the mic. I can take him or leave him. I think he's a big dude. I think he's got a good, angry, kind of bulldog kind of thing going for him. I know that's not what he's going for, probably, but that's just what it comes across. He's got that permanent sneer, and he's been coming out but talking trash on Roman Reigns every time Roman Reigns is trying to cut a promo on Raw the past few weeks. So, Samoa Joe being in there, I'm glad to see that he's back in the ring, but whatever. And Bobby Lashley coming back after over 10 years. So, I think that Bobby Lashley can really, really do some good here. I think having five freaking people in this match, a ladder match, we'll see a lot. Now, if this is the Attitude Era, we would see so much blood. I've actually been watching the Steve Austin McMahon feud on the WWE Network, not sponsored, but there's blood there, and I kind of like it. But we won't see blood here because we're in the PG era. That's not what we get. And whatever. Then we'll see. We'll also have John Cena going up against Triple H. It's odd, honestly. John Cena got buried by The Undertaker. I know. I'm pretty sure that was just, it's to make The Undertaker look good. It could set up something down the road. Either maybe this year or next year. I don't know. But John Cena going up against Triple H, that's just a regular match. But I think that'll be good. But yeah, we'll see what happens between John Cena and The Undertaker if anything happens. But speaking of The Undertaker, he's going up against Rusev in a casket match. And as you may know, it is Rusev Day today. So we are happy to talk about Rusev. Now, for some reason, Chris Jericho replaced Rusev in this match in the start. I don't know why, but he did. And now WWE is saying that Lana, Rusev's wife, I think. I honestly didn't keep up with her. But apparently Lana objected to Rusev participating in this match. But apparently Lana changed her mind, so Jericho's out. But Jericho's been on the record saying sometimes he doesn't know what he's doing until he gets, like, till he's walking to the ring. Like, that's when he knows what's going on. So, we'll see how that casket match goes. There's been good casket matches. There have been bad ones. The Undertaker, I think, looked pretty good at WrestleMania. I'm hoping that he'll look good going up against Rusev. And then we have the United States Championship with Jeff Hardy, who is the champion, following the Superstar Shakeup, against Jinder Mahal. I'm still not a Jinder Mahal guy. I really don't like him. That's just me. I think that he got pushed because whatever, Vince liked him. But it's kind of with Roman Reigns too. People don't like him because he got pushed and he didn't really earn a push. Jinder Mahal's the same way. The dude just showed up and all of a sudden, hey, he's a champion. Okay, says everybody. Who's this guy again? He's large. And that's about all we know. They call him the modern-day Maharaja. Whatever. I like Jeff Hardy. He's insane. And he does crazy stunts. And I like it. But keep in mind that... Okay. So, Randy Orton got the opportunity for a rematch, which doesn't make any sense, because usually when you lose the championship, you get, there's a rematch stipulation that you can demand one, but Orton had to win it. I don't get it, but Mahal lost the title when he was sent to Raw and immediately thrown into a championship match because he said that he was better than anybody in the locker room, I think, if I remember right, and Jeff Hardy came out and beat him, which is kind of sad for Mahal, but good for most everybody else, I think. So we'll see if Orton will get a chance to face Hardy, provided Hardy wins this match and doesn't drop his title to Mahal. So we'll see if Orton can face Hardy because the title's moved on, so it's not really a rematch. It's a title shot. But we'll see. And that would happen at Backlash if it did happen. We'll also have the SmackDown Tag Team Championship and the Raw Tag Team Championship. Now, the SmackDown Tag Team Championship is a rematch one with the Bludgeon Brothers defending against the Usos. Now, the Usos had to earn their rematch by defeating the New Day. But so far, they've been building it up to be where the Bludgeon Brothers... nothing can beat them. They destroyed the Usos last time they met in a ring. And I like the Bludgeon Brothers. They're two huge dudes that walk to the ring in weird clothing. That part's a little weird. Kind of steampunk, actually. Kind of like it. Reminds me a little bit of Fallout. And we'll get to video games soon. But then they carry mallets, and they'll use the mallets on people, and I like it. But we'll see how that goes in the Raw Tag Team Championship. It's the Bar, even though the Bar are no longer the champions. They were before Braun Strowman and Nicholas beat them. Now, your thoughts on that, let me know on Facebook if you want. I don't know. I think it was funny. Long run, I think it was bad. It makes the Tag Team Championship look stupid. Whatever. But, so we're going to have the Bar versus Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. Now, I hope that Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt get a tag team name soon. I think that could be really good. And I think that with Bray Wyatt having gone into the Lake of Reincarnation, or was it Reincarnation? I forget. Oh, darn. But I think with him going into the lake at the Hardy compound, I think that he'll be a little bit different. He seems to be pretty similar. He's still got the same moves, yada, 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 Sister Abigail, all that. But Matt Hardy, Woken Matt Hardy, is kind of crazy looking, and he acts crazy, and so does Wyatt, and I love it, and it's funny, and it makes me happy. Now, the Bar, you have Cesaro and Sheamus. We'll see how this all goes. The Bar was moved to SmackDown, so I'm guessing... and I should have mentioned that at the beginning, but the Bar was moved to SmackDown, so I'm going to guess they're going to lose, or they're going to win and have to move back to Raw, or maybe they're setting it up to be some kind of weird, like, fight between SmackDown and Raw, which could be cool. And before we get to what, I'll mention what's in the Greatest Royal Rumble. That's the main event. But we will mention that the Cruiserweight Championship, which doesn't get enough love, Cedric Alexander will be defending his title against somebody. Now, the winner of a gauntlet match is the one that will face him, and that gauntlet match will take place this coming Tuesday on 205 Live. So we'll see who wins. It could be that Mustafa Ali wins and gets a rematch. But now, the Greatest Royal Rumble is insane. It's 50 men in a Royal Rumble. So far, WWE has announced that Chris Jericho, Big Show, Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan, Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Kane, Baron Corbin, Apollo Crews, all three of the New Day, Shelton Benjamin, Sin Cara, Elias, I wonder if he'll bring his guitar and play before he gets in the ring, Chad Gable, Goldust, Titus O'Neil, Dolph Ziggler, and Mojo Rawley are going to compete. So with there being 50, that's pretty much going to be the whole roster plus NXT and maybe some locals that are just going to job out. But so far, there's actually nothing happening. Like, there's nothing. You don't get anything if you win right now, which seems kind of foolish. It seems like this could really be building to something good. But if you don't get anything, what's the point? I would bet that Kane does the same thing he did in the Royal Rumble before WrestleMania and just kind of hangs out in a corner and throws people over. And that's about it. But you know what? That's enough of the wrestling side. Let's move on to what's going on in gaming. Now, I like to play video games. I built a gaming PC, but don't worry, I'm not one of those PC Master Race people. I also have an Xbox One S and a 360 and the classic Xbox, which I like the classic Xbox. It's a good little system. And I used to have a PlayStation 1, well, my parents did, and then a PlayStation 2, but then the reader burned out, and I got another one, and the reader burned out, and so I just don't have another PlayStation. I'd like one, but my budget doesn't allow it. And this show doesn't actually have a budget, so that would explain a lot. But, so when it comes to gaming, I know that people are pretty split sometimes. I mean, there's some people that have hardcore brand loyalty, like, or I guess platform loyalty, like PC. If you're not on PC, you're horrible. Or Xbox, or PlayStation, or Nintendo, or the plug-and-play even. Some people really like those plug-and-play you can pick up at Walmart. I don't care. I like video games. It doesn't matter to me what console it's on. I think it's more about the content that is in the video games. Now, you have some video games that come out. The No Man's Sky has been beat to death. So we'll talk about Sea of Thieves. I have Sea of Thieves. I like Sea of Thieves sometimes. I like the idea of it. I love the idea of it. I love the art style. However, I don't play online with a lot of with friends really at all because none of my friends have it. And so I run into the issue of captaining a sloop. And oh look, somebody feels like blowing up my ship, okay, or whatever, or shooting me, whatever. Well, then they jump on my ship, and they wait, and then they shoot me as soon as I spawn back on it. They grief me. It's, yeah, get good, I know, whatever. But it gets annoying, because sometimes your ship will spawn, although I've heard that a patch is coming out to fix this. Your ship will spawn an island or two away from the guys that shot you down, and they'll find you and continue to destroy you. I like the idea of the game. I think that it'd be better if there was reason to work together sometimes and not just blow each other up. And I also think it'd be cool. It would maybe humble some of the players if when you got into the game and you had your upgraded ship, say you have paint and you have your sales and whatever. Lower the cost of those, not to where they're terribly affordable, but you still have to work towards them. Lower the cost of those, allow ships to have rams on them, I think, like some, maybe a couple extra cannons, some actual upgrades, but not too many because you don't want somebody to be overpowered. But once your ship gets destroyed, those upgrades, they're gone. I think that would make people think twice about messing with each other. Because who knows, maybe that little sloop you're chasing down's got a ton of cannons or a ram on it. They're going to ram your hull under the water, because that is how rams work on a ship. You ram the hull, it rams the hull into the ship's hull. And that's how you sink a ship. I think it'd make people think a little extra, maybe plan and strategize a little more. Could be cool. If you're listening, Rare, which I'm pretty sure you're not, there you go. There's an idea. I take merchandise as compensation for that idea. Totally. And just so everybody knows, I'm not sponsored by anything I'm talking about on here. I just like to talk about stuff. So, I'd like to know on Facebook, if the page is up by the time I get this out, what is your guys' favorite video game? And it can be from anywhere, it can be from any time, any platform. But actually, you know what, let's specify and let's say, what's your favorite Legend of Zelda game? Mine is The Wind Waker. And part of that is because it was one of the first games I had. It wasn't the first Zelda game I had, but it was one of them. The first Zelda game I had was actually the Collector's Edition for GameCube. Now, I had a GameCube, and I love the GameCube, and I still have the GameCube, but I didn't have video games when I was a kid. I'm 23. My parents had a Super Nintendo, but I wasn't really allowed to play it because my parents weren't big on video games for kids, and I get that. You know, you want them to actually go outside. I grew up on a farm, so it's like, hey, go outside, do stuff. Fine with me. Not a big deal. If you have a differing opinion, cool, whatever. But The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker, while it wasn't my first one, there was a demo on the Collector's Edition, and I played it, and I freaking loved it. But it only gave you 20 minutes. It started you on Windfall, and you could pretty much get to Dragon Roost and do a little bit of stuff, but not really a whole lot. You couldn't go anywhere but the three squares of Windfall, Choo Choo Island, and Dragon Roost. Otherwise, the King of Red Lions would turn back and go, hey, we can't go this way. We gotta go east. I thought you said weast. But I loved that game. I loved the art style of it. I loved the story. I really wish they'd make a sequel, even though that's not what they do. I still wish that the world was bigger and that there was more to do. Or even the same art style with the same, not the same story, but the same art style with just that vastness of you're sailing and it's got the wonderful music playing and you're able to just sail and go and do what you want. And it was wonderful. And then whenever you'd go to the edge of the map, he said, you're not ready yet. And then I beat the game and I still wasn't ready. And it's like, hold up. I have killed Ganondorf. I didn't save Hyrule, I guess. I kind of destroyed it. But I did that! And I've done all these other things, and I'm not prepared to go out to that extra little bit of water. What's out there? There's probably horrible, horrible things out there. But that game, I loved it. And I'd like to know what your guys' favorite Legend of Zelda video game was. If for some reason I don't have the Facebook page up by the time this goes out, just check back. I'm going to work on it right after I get done recording this. And I know Facebook pages aren't hard to make. That's the thing. They're not hard to make. I'll get it done. And then let me know if you guys would rather have me split up the wrestling and gaming, or if you'd rather have gaming first or wrestling. But if you'd rather have me do like a 15-minute or just some a certain length episode or whatever of wrestling stuff, just talking about wrestling, which is actually a little harder to talk about constantly because then you get overexposure. It's hard to stretch it out, especially when I'm not, like, I work a full-time job. I can't research this stuff and do all that, but I can listen to you guys, and I can figure out what you guys want to hear. If you want, you know, wrestling, this is the episode of wrestling, and then a gaming episode where we're talking about maybe something big happened in the gaming industry. I'm not going to talk about news. You have Google for that, or Bing, or Yahoo, or whatever you use, but most people use Google. So I won't talk about all the news that happens. I will talk about, you know, something that I find interesting, or if you guys want my opinion on something. I will do my best to get across the big news, or sometimes I'll put in, hey, this happened. It wasn't vastly publicized, but this happened. So if you guys have any suggestions for the show, please feel free to comment on the post that I put on the Facebook page, or just let me know somehow. And I do plan at some point to, once I get an actual desk, because I don't have a desk, my computer sits on the floor plugged into my TV, and I'm sitting in a recliner with the keyboard in my lap and mouse on my knee. So once I get a desk, I will set up a camera, and I'll actually put this on the tube of you, and I'll have other stuff living on there. Like, I'll probably play some video games on there, because I like to play online. Or not online, but on the PC. And I'll talk about that. And I'll just put up this podcast on there with the video attached to it, and it might be edited up a little bit differently. You might hear different things, but that'll probably be mostly gaming on that. Again, any suggestions you guys have, just let me know. I'm happy to take suggestions, or if you have criticisms, just don't destroy me, please. This is my first podcast. I know it's rough, but please be gentle. This has been Fultzy's Corner. I'm Fultzy, and thanks for tuning in.